Bob Rhodes, Morrison Agon, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
A quick assessment. Has 2013 been a good year for recorded music? Let's start with you, Bob.
For the most part, yeah, there's been a lot of good ones. I mean, we've kept the turntable spinning with a lot of new stuff. So it's been,
what about you, Morrison?
I would agree. You know, whereas in years past, it was kind of like the year of the reissue. This year, we saw a lot of new content that was new original content that was really excellent and pretty diverse among genres and yeah, just really excellent all the way around.
Okay, let's hear about your favorite albums of 2013. Morrison.
First off, easily at the top of my list is the Heaven's Gateway Drugs, You Are Heaven's Gateway Drugs CD. It's an incredible album all the way through, whether or not it's, you know, I have local bias at all. just a really killing new neo-psych record that's with really great songs, very well mixed, and they're going to be doing some really great stuff in 2014, so.
What about you, Bob? Any local recordings of the year?
I think maybe the most remarkable thing I could think of would be Left Lane Cruisers releasing their fourth studio album on a national label, which is Alive Records. Mm-hmm. I don't recall in four-way history whether that's happened before. They've released it both in vinyl and CD form. I think that's just amazing. I'm really happy for Brennan and Joe that they've been able, their musical journey has brought them to this point. And I've watched their career blossom. You know, they've been doing in-stores with us since 2005, you know, and it's pretty cool to see they're still doing it.
And that was the first national record that they've done that was actually produced locally. Jason Davis at Off the Cuff produced that and did an excellent job with it. I think it's probably their best work today.
Yeah.
All right, what else is on your favorite list, Bob?
Oh, for me, I'll give you a couple real quick. Kacey Musgraves, kind of a country Americana girl. She's from Texas. I love her voice. She's a fantastic songwriter. She has story songs. And I just fell in love with her record this year. I just been spinning it at that. The Rides is probably my favorite record this whole year. Stephen Stills from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young and Buffalo Springfield got together. Kenny Wayne Shepherd, who's one of my favorite blues rock guitarists, and Barry Goldberg. It's a superstar group. You know, sometimes those just don't work. This one did.
What about your own rock world, Morrison? And I know that the Fresh groups, but is there anything retro or revived?
Not really a revival per se, but the Charles Bradley, Victim of Love, was a huge one for us. And actually, the first year we were open, his first record was our bestseller that year. By a long shot.
Wow.
When he put out his first record, he was 62 years old. He'd been homeless many times in his life. He was working as a short order cook somewhere. And the guys from Daptone, Neil Sugarman, saw him at some sort of open mic night sort of thing in Brooklyn. And that was it, you know. And then he put out the biggest record that year. You know, this is on everybody's top 10 list. And this is his follow up to that, where the first record was pretty much straight up 1968 Stax. This was 1972. It had this psychedelic soul vibe to it with killing tracks all the way through. And he's touring the planet over and over and over again. I mean, I wish the best for Mr. Bradley. I mean, he's just doing some really, really great work and has a killing band behind him.
Morrison, I think you've been listening to rock and roll since probably prenatal.
I got turned on to Black Sabbath's Paranoid as a 7-year-old. So digging through my mom's record collection and stuff like that. So yeah, that's you know, that, and that was pretty formative for me. And you know, Back in Black as a 5-year-old.
So as you march forward through this year, what are some that hit you because of their either staying power or their fusion power, what they've brought from the past and present?
Well, actually, I mean, the Harsh Token, Earthless, you know, they definitely go back to like kind of this big, heavy guitar rock of the 70s. The Bleeding Rainbow record on Canine Records has been amazing for me. That came out in January of last year. And I feel confident in saying I've spun it at least 2 or 3 times a week since then. It's just an amazing album, and looking forward to sometime bringing them to town.
Bob, what are we hearing that is a favorite of yours in the jazz area?
My favorite jazz record that came out this year was actually an Al Di Meola record, and probably because it's a tribute to the Beatles. But the way he played it was, it just blew me away. It's all just acoustic, but he took all these old Beatles songs and he turned them into just these really lush acoustic versions. And I've played that at least once a week since summertime. But yeah, the Al Di Meola record probably hit me the most in the jazz area.
You two listen to so many albums and records. Mm-hmm. Does that make it harder for an album to please you, do you think?
Oh, for me, definitely, yeah. I, being someone who has been listening to music now for about 44 years, it's really hard for a new music that comes out to grab me as much as it did when I first started listening. You know, so I tend to gravitate personally a lot more to a little bit of, like you said, the retro feel or something that reminds me of something in the past that comes out now that I think is strong by either a new group or an artist that's been around for a while.
Bob Broetz is the owner of Wooden Nickel Music and Morrison Egan, the owner of Neat, Neat, Neat Records and Music. They joined us today in the WBOI studios. Thanks so much to both of you for sharing your audio insights with us.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thanks, Julia.